escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, we all know what day it is. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, my friends. Welcome to it, 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your top story, tsunami. Tsunami warning? Tsunami alert. Tsunami waves? Nope, now it's a tsunami advisory. Not that we know the difference. Thank goodness we haven't had to really worry about that kind of thing, have we?
Good point.
Yeah. This whole thing started with an earthquake off Russia's eastern coast, the Kamchatka Peninsula. And how many people do you think know where that is?
I think it's near Japan.
Well, sort of, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of a broad description, but we'll take it.
Okay.
Because I have nothing better than that. It triggered tsunami waves, prompted evacuation orders across the Pacific. But yeah, they have lowered it. This just came in about 40 minutes ago, downgraded it to an advisory. So that is good. This affecting Hawaii as well. And they'll continue monitoring data and stuff like that. But 8.8, I mean, that's
huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll follow that story. I don't, you know, for whatever value it has. Hey, here's the value I'm thinking. I mean, immediately, if I was Trump, I'd be like, hey, Putin, you like that earthquake? Huh?
Uh-huh.
What do you think did that?
Yeah. You want another one? You want a bigger one?
You got mad when your pipeline got busted. You ain't seen nothing yet, pal. Listen, Jack. Oh, wait, that was the other president.
That was Brandon.
Yeah. All right. So that is, you know, it's a top story in a way, but it's really, honestly, more of a headline than anything else, if we're being honest. We could take things a little bit closer to home, and it has to do with sanctuary policies. A Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, sent a letter to Orange County leaders, this is the Orlando area, of course, accusing them of adopting a sanctuary city policy in violation of state law. Mm. Florida law forbids sanctuary policies and requires locals to use best efforts to assist with immigration enforcement. Apparently what this is about is the mayor there, Jerry Demings, who has a long law enforcement background, but if we're being honest, he's a Democrat. He's not signed an addendum to the agreement giving correctional officers the power to transport ICE detainees. That would make the job of ICE much, much easier, simpler, so they wouldn't be spread so thin if you can have correctional officers transporting ICE detainees,
okay,
which
sense.
Is not a problem in almost all jurisdictions, but apparently there's a little hiccup, we'll call it for now. But Uthmeyer's two-page letter warns Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings and the county commissioners that Governor Ron DeSantis could remove them from office.
Wow.
If they did not sign the addendum. Yep. Spokesperson said Demings said the Board of County Commissioners will discuss this at their next meeting, which is August 5th. And this goes all the way back to June 6th. Florida Sheriff's Association notified every sheriff's office and county-operated correctional facility about ICE updating its warrant services agreement to include, quote, the power and authority to detain and transport arrested aliens to an ICE-approved facility upon request of an ICE officer upon authorization from the LEA. But so far, Demings and the folks in Orlando, or Orange County, I should say, are not getting with the program quite yet. We'll see.
Whoops.
And one of the reasons why that caught my eye is because in Dane County, Wisconsin, there's a sheriff up there, Calvin Barrett, and apparently they're operating under some sanctuary policy rules as well, which they're not supposed to be. And here's the problem. So an illegal alien, and you say allegedly, I guess, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
She was driving the wrong way, drunk as a skunk, and killed them. These were high school sweethearts, 18-year-old Hallie Helgerson and 19-year-old Brady Heiling.
Oh, that's sad.
Killed in a crash allegedly caused by the illegal alien with a criminal record.
Oh,
yep.
Nice.
Noelia A. Martinez of Honduras, 30 years old, allegedly drunk driving Dane County. Hallie was killed immediately, pronounced dead at the scene, while Brady was left in critical condition, airlifted to a nearby hospital, and then died from his injuries. Hallie and Brady were high school sweethearts and had recently attended their senior prom together.
Oh, that is so sad.
Martinez, as Department of Homeland Security officials have since noted, should never have been in the United States and was able to hide from federal immigration enforcement, partly due to Dane County's sanctuary policy, which refuses to honor ICE detainers. These detainers are requests for custody whenever an illegal alien is released from local custody. And this sheriff, after this occurred, still defended the policy.
How stupid is that?
Yeah. And and basically, it's semantics, really. But I guess he gets his little, you know, smiley face from the voters, maybe. I don't know who would be supportive of that. Because, like, basically, he says you have to have a warrant signed by a judge. Okay? He said that detainers are not legally binding.
But you can be cooperative if you choose to, but they choose not to.
ICE, under the Immigration and Nationality Act, is not required to obtain criminal warrants from judges for suspected illegal aliens. Instead, ICE agents obtain administrative warrants that are signed off by federal officials. Sanctuary counties like Dane County often deploy the tactic anyway, claiming that they are not obstructing ICE agents from enforcing federal immigration law, but merely asking them to get a criminal warrant on an illegal alien, knowing such warrants are not required by federal law.
They're playing a game.
Wow. They're killing time, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They could be released in the interim, and then the detainer is not respected. So the illegal alien goes free, which apparently is what occurred in this case. And then she drove drunk and slaughtered two innocent people.
So local government helping illegals count down the clock and escape justice.
Yes.
While they go commit more crimes.
And then he continues to defend the policy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tacky there. That's just bad.
Well, I mean, it's and people need to be aware of it, and they need to vote accordingly.
Yep.
I mean, if you think what happened there in Wisconsin is okay, then just keep voting for these bozos, right?
That's messed up.
Yep. And just a reminder, so you'll never miss a minute of the show, just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app, hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day.
It's
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
American Muscle coming back, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, Hulk Hogan. We will use that brother for many years to come.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In his honor.
He lives on.
It is 6:21 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So the big high-performance motors and engines and, you know, Motor City madness.
Oh, yeah, it's
back. Could be coming back. And a lot of this has to do with rolling back some of the EPA malarkey.
Uh-huh.
It's one of the good, you know, Joe kept that term alive. It was my mom,
uh-huh.
And it was Joe Biden, and now it's me. It's up to me to keep the word malarkey alive.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Malarkey and scrapple, that's all we're going to have today, kids.
Uh-huh.
Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin Tuesday released the agency's proposal to rescind what he has described as the holy grail of the climate change religion. He is bringing it down.
Wow.
He's looking behind the curtain. That's really just a crusty old man hitting all those cogs and wheels and stuff. It's not really the Wizard of Oz. What do you think? How much do you think the regulations that mostly Democrats have put into place over the last few years, how much do you think it actually costs? Because it costs businesses every time additional regulation.
And you had to do it everywhere, and I'm not if they're talking about just the states or not, because everything that came here to meet all the, I mean.
No, it's EPA, it's across the board.
Had to be in the billions.
More. It made it into the T word.
Really?
It led to $1 trillion in regulations, the climate change religion. $1 trillion.
That's crazy.
And who paid for that religion? Who gave it the offering box, whether they knew it or not?
Every time you bought a car.
You did. I did. Absolutely. Every time you bought
a lot of things.
Anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Zelda made the announcement to repeal the Obama-era endangerment finding at an auto dealer in Indiana alongside U.S. Secretary of Energy Chris Wright, Governor Mike Braun, Indiana Attorney General, American Trucking Association President. The EPA said that the endangerment finding has been used to justify over $1 trillion in regulations, including the Biden-Harris administration's electric vehicle mandate. Oh, yeah, you can imagine what that costs.
Oh, man. Well, we know the Ford, just look at the money Ford was losing on being forced
billions
to go that direction.
Scrapping the so-called endangerment finding would repeal all of the greenhouse emissions regulations for motor vehicles and engines and give American consumers choice. What?
Free will? What? Drive what you want to drive?
What? No, we want to be like the Soviet Union. You can get whatever shoes you want and any color you want, as long as they're size 10 brown. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
The endangerment finding created the legal basis for the agency to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, believing that the emissions serve as an alleged threat to public health and welfare. Yeah, it's crazy. It's this toxic gas. And the bad part about it is one that we expel every time we breathe out.
So we're, by breathing, we're killing the planet.
We are doing it. Mm. Yep.
Wow, that doesn't sound very optimistic.
The EPA press release stated that the proposal would eliminate onerous regulations that harm American businesses, as well as much hated automobile features such as start-stop on most cars.
The most stupid thing ever invented, just about.
They've put
They've
put way too many gadgets on cars under the name of safety and under
the name of economy.
Yeah. I was just reading a thing, and I know it was clickbait or whatever, but I think it's true. One of these new Ram trucks, guy, he was getting like 20 miles to the gallon, and this is the one. This is the high output, 540 horsepower.
Nice,
getting 20 miles a gallon. That's just a regular.
That's awesome.
Gas engine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're thinking you're gonna pick up one of these high performance vehicles that are gonna be hitting the market.
I know, probably out of my price range, but they're bringing the 426 Hemi back.
Really?
Man, drop that sucker in the Jeep. Ooh.
Are they gonna do that?
Well, I know they're doing the 392? What? You can do that already.
Wow.
They're bringing back SRT. Chrysler's bringing back the SRT lineup. So they're talking about high performance. Everything they build, pretty much, is coming back. Because that's what people want.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Give them what they want.
What a concept.
Yeah. All my vehicles already exceed the speed limit, and which already can get me in trouble. So.
Yeah. So you probably don't need 800,000 horsepower.
No, I mean, just I've got the Hemi in my Dodge Ram truck. You know, nothing special on that. And I've got bigger tires on it.
Yep.
And I can... They can
turn the planet.
They can, yes, they can. All right. So anyway, Lee Zeldin and other, they're gonna roll this stuff back. This is gonna give us more choices. It only makes sense. Look, doesn't matter how you feel about the climate change and all that. At the end of the day, the bottom line is China and Russia and India are not doing anything about it. So if there is really even a threat of this. The United States doing something is like literally a drop in the proverbial bucket. So that once you recognize that, it's no. You can't undo whatever perceived damage you think is taking place all around the planet by just doing something here. It just doesn't work that way. And the perceived threat, of course, has been exaggerated. This is a way to, this is how you grow government. This is how you send money to your friends and redistribute wealth the way that you want. That's why they call it, you know, the climate change religion, because that's basically, you know, how it works. Yep. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3, The Sky.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Welcome, my friends. 6:37, it's approaching here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Coming up at 8:05, we'll have a little chat with Congresswoman Kat Kamick, and you don't want to miss that. In fact, you don't want to miss any of the Bob Rose Show, and that's why we have podcasts for you. So you'll never miss a minute. You'll never miss the issues. It's on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Cincinnati video. Brutal mob attack. Did you see some of the video of this?
That was awful.
Not pretty. Mm-mm. Cincinnati Chief of Police Teresa Thiege announced during a public safety meeting on Tuesday that two people have been arrested in connection with a downtown attack that left two people seriously injured over the weekend. The chief said 34-year-old Montiennes Merriweather, 24-year-old Decra Verna, Vernon, were arrested. No charges announced yet. And jail records also omit the charges that both suspects face. So I don't know whether the prosecution, the prosecutor's office, I guess, has to come up with the charges, I guess. Hmm. But, Cincinnati FOP thanked the Cincinnati Police Department for arresting the two people so far in the heinous attack that occurred Saturday morning. And they shared previous incident in which Merriweather was indicted for receiving stolen property. And this just happened a couple of weeks ago, July 10th. Receiving stolen property, weapons under disability, improper transportation of firearm, and other charges. So, yeah, this early Saturday morning melee caused national outcry. You know, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Stuff, and it continues to happen. And unfortunately, in a lot of cities, this one just was very brutal and happened to get caught on, you know, video.
Right.
But you got the shootings going on in Chicago all the time. I mean, they're there's just this, I don't know, basic disrespect for law. The law and order is not, it used to be something you could count on. And then you get these people defund the police and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Mamdani that's running for mayor of New York, right?
The socialist Democrat.
Yeah. And so he was, you know, kind of applauding, tip of the hat to first responders that had to respond to that shooting in Midtown Manhattan. But he's the same guy that wants to defund police. In fact, he actually wants to disband the actual elite task force that responded to that actual shooting.
But then turns around and says, oh, hey, great job for showing up.
Yeah.
A little hypocritical.
Yeah, he would specifically defund that. That task force wouldn't be there. Amazing. It's crazy. And apparently, I don't know the last time they've done some polling, but, you know, if you look at the numbers, even if you've got, you know, Eric Adams to team up with, you know, they still couldn't, with Cuomo, they still couldn't pull it off, at least how the numbers are right now.
That is a scary thought.
A Queens Assemblyman Democrat nominee, Mamdani, as you know, is projected to win in November with 50% of likely voters in the latest survey released by Zenith Research and Public Progress Solutions. Ex-Governor Andrew Cuomo has decided to continue his comeback tour after his embarrassing June primary loss to Mamdani, came in a distant second at 22%. GOP nominee Curtis Sliwa pulled in 13%. Wow. And then Mayor Eric Adams, he failed to muster more than 7%.
That is miserable.
So, yeah.
Wow.
How are you going to beat this Mamdani guy?
I don't know.
And who are these people they're polling?
Yeah.
He said he's going to give us free groceries.
Uh-huh.
How can we pass that up?
Right. Free housing. Free everything.
Very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. What else have we got going on? What's happening in D.C.? House Speaker Mike Johnson declared on Sunday that this was on the ABCs this week. This is interesting. all credible evidence and information in the Jeffrey Epstein files should be released.
Okay.
But remember what he said. All credible evidence.
Right.
Who decides what is credible and not credible? That's a problem.
And do we still have any? Or did the last administration get rid of it?
Yeah. Did they torch it, burn it?
Sure.
I mean,
wipe it with a cloth, Hillary?
Yep.
Yeah.
Johnson said, let me be absolutely clear as mud. No, let me be absolutely clear as we have been from the very beginning. Not so much. House Republicans insist on the credible related information related to Epstein in any way, but we're also insisting upon the protection of innocent victims, and our concern is that the Massey and Khanna discharge petition is reckless in the way that it's drafted and presented. It does not adequately include those protections. And I can explain all the details of that, he says. But, you know, it goes on from there. All credible.
Right.
Release all credible evidence.
Well, that's really all we want. We want the goods, the real stuff.
Why don't they just come out and say what we already probably know?
Yeah.
There's going to be people on that list that didn't necessarily participate in the activities with these women and girls. There's going to be people on that list who are innocent.
Right.
Why don't they just say that? Hey, we're going to release all the information, but bear in mind that there's going to be names here that aren't necessarily actually involved in anything illegal. Hmm. Isn't that what they're saying anyway?
Yeah.
Well, why don't they, you know, say what they mean and then mean what they say?
And
it's not that tough.
Yeah.
Now, Ghislaine Maxwell, the former assistant convicted sex offender for Jeffrey Epstein, well, she was the assistant to him, obviously. Apparently, she wants immunity. Hmm. And she wants questions provided to her in advance. And if she gets these things, she'll be in compliance. She'll go along with a congressional subpoena.
Right.
If not, what is she going to do? Just, you know, either if she testifies, she'll just plead the fifth on everything or... what? Hmm. Our initial reaction was that Ms. Maxwell would invoke her Fifth Amendment rights, declined to testify at this time, her attorney says. However, after further reflection, we would like to find a way to cooperate with Congress if a fair and safe path forward can be established. Now, I've said on this show that you want to name names, that there's nobody closer to these things that's alive than her.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be willing to work a deal with her, but as far as some sort of immunity maybe from any further prosecution based on information that she might relate, and maybe drop some time off her sentence, but no kind of complete immunity or freedom type deal.
Yeah, I can just walk away.
I think that's,
that's a bit much. Because you were complicit in everything that happened.
It sure looks like it, and she pled to that.
Yeah.
All right. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. Bob Rose Show podcast available every minute on every issue on demand. Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. All right, happy hump day, Trump day. Here we are. Middle of the week, we'll get through it. It's 6:51 right now. All right. Greg, what's going on?
Boy, I don't think we have to worry about the tsunami anymore, so that's good news. Yeah, it was kind of the big headline overnight, but little by little, seems like they're kind of backing down on that a little bit, so that's good news.
Which is very good,
absolutely.
Because tsunamis can be very dangerous. Oh, this was an 8.8 earthquake that hit... right there on the eastern coast of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And, it could have been very bad for a lot of places like Hawaii, for one. So, anyway, it looks like they're kind of out of the danger zone so far.
Yep.
It's looking good. They continue to look at and study data. And, you know, you never know. Sometimes there's wet aftershocks that can create problems, too. So, you got all that going on. Hey, some good news. Trump is winning. It's a happy hump day Trump day, so it goes right along with that. The ceasefire negotiated by President Trump between Thailand and Cambodia appeared to be holding up. Although Thailand complained about Cambodia violating the agreement by launching continuous and indiscriminate attacks on Thai territory across various areas along the border, but the ceasefire, announced as a handshake deal, was on Monday, and it was scheduled to take effect at midnight. So, okay, so far so good, and apparently some refugees have been able to head home as well. So we'll chalk that up as Trump winning.
Oh, yeah. That's a win.
All right. Trade officials from the United States and China concluded their third round of talks in Stockholm on Tuesday with a pledge to extend the current tariff truce, they're calling it, between the two countries, provided that President Trump approves that idea. Right. I think he will.
Oh, yeah.
So can we call that a Trump win?
That's a moment.
Kind of a standoff.
Well, when you're dealing with the Chinese, anything can change. So
that's true.
You don't know.
I'm going to call it a tie, though.
Well, because it's kind of like, you know, you get a win, you get a truce, and like, I don't know, an hour later, you need another one.
Wow. That was good.
Thank you.
Bring that up again later. Recycle that, Greg.
Okay, a couple of hours later.
I'm going to put an R on the article. Yeah, because material like that is not that easy to come by.
It just doesn't come.
I mean, look, you want to run a show. If the show had any elements of humor at all, and it does, can you imagine if we wanted to add humor, how much it would cost?
Oh.
I mean, look at Stephen Colbert. He wasn't even funny, and they were paying $100 million for that show.
That's crazy.
I'd like to get what his lawn guy makes.
Because we would do what we would do it for less than that $16 to $20 million a year.
I think that we'd do it for half that and even split it.
Yes.
And be, you know,
be happy as all get out.
But yeah. I'm not gonna move to California or New York.
Oh, so no.
That's out of the
Forget
question.
That. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not worth it.
So kind of a standoff there with China, but good news is President Xi said, hey, why don't you come hang out in China for a while. You know, he said, come on, Don, come on over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hang out for a little bit and see if we can't work on this thing and whittle it down, whittle our differences down. U.S. President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively Monday that Chinese President Xi Jinping has been clamoring for a meeting in person. Come on, Don, please. We're going to have so much fun. Everybody's waiting on you. I'm setting up the slip and slide to everything.
There's a visual.
You know, there's going to be a bounce house and everything.
Oh, man. How do you turn that down?
You don't. Anyway, he told Breitbart that he would be willing to meet with Xi, whom he's had a long and cordial personal relationship with, despite rising tensions between the U.S. and China. Yeah, maybe this is the key to getting Putin to heal. He needs to get Xi.
Yeah.
To say, hey, can you talk him down off the ledge? Because if he's not listening to reason.
Couldn't hurt.
No. Mm-hmm. And you kind of would get a very strong understanding of where China kind of stands in
True.
That whole thing. But then.
We know what they ultimately want. That's the world. But, you know, other than that.
Yeah. But one step at a time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
All right. What else we got going on? We've got Kat Kamek coming up, Congresswoman.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to speak to her in about an hour. Also, fourth anniversary for Spurrier's.
Man, time has flown.
It really has.
Yeah.
And they're going to make a big deal out of it, like they should. Mm-hmm. And Stevie Doyle's going to be here for Ronald McDonald House, so they can make something a big deal. And our awesome charity can benefit from it. I like that. That's what we call win-win.
I like that combo.
We're winning.
Yep.
Trump's winning. Everyone's winning. Ed Belarski also is going to be on the show later on. He is the general manager and CEO of Gainesville Regional Utilities. Lots to talk about there as well. So don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.